Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast. Alison Curtis with you today, FM. Now, my next guest is one of Ireland's biggest talents at the moment. She is breaking record after record on the international stage. It is Rashidat Adeleke. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. The world is watching you. And every time we watch you, you do something more spectacular. So do you feel pressure?
Oh, I honestly put the most pressure on myself, if anything. I always put the most pressure on myself ever since I was younger. And honestly, there is pressure from other people and especially those that I don't know, just kind of expecting me to do great things. And honestly, I kind of see it as a privilege, because if they didn't expect anything of me or put pressure on me, it means that they didn't expect me to do any great things. So I try to see it as a positive thing, people putting pressure on me or people having great expectations of me, because it kind of shows that they believe in what I can do.
That's
so I try to not think of it as a negative connotation. I kind of, you know, see it as a pro.
I don't think it's ever been presented to me like that. I like that. That's really good. But yeah. I wanted to ask you, with your, like, your talent is extreme and, you know, you are so remarkable and everyone is so proud that you're representing Ireland on such a big stage or like a world stage. But I always get curious about, when did you first, like, ran around the block going, oh my God, I'm a turbocharged human. Like, when do you actually realize you have that talent?
So I was in primary school and I would always be, it'd be yard time, like at lunch, and I'd always race the kids, I'd race the girls. And then when I'd beat the girls, I'd race the boys, and then I'd beat the boys. And then I realized that I'm pretty fast. And I joined like our little track and field team in primary school, and we used to go to like our track and field annual championships, and I used to always win there. I'd do the hurdles and the 100 meter sprint, and I'd win that as well. And then I was like, oh, I could be pretty good at this. And my PE teacher told me to join a club, so I joined a club and I got better each year. And from there on, it was pretty much history, because yeah, like, she kind of identified my talent as well, and she helped me find my path towards kind of taking that talent to the next level and joining the club and kind of pursuing my dreams. So it kind of all started there, like just innocent chasing, running around, catching people, things like that.
You're like, well, nobody can catch me, so I must be really good at this, basically.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And when you're up there with the boys.
There you go. Rashidat, it's just amazing to watch you as well, because like, our hearts get pumping, and then each time you hit the track or you're, you know, on performance, like, you're just faster, and you broke like your own record. You're like actually doing that all the time as well. Like, do you set, you obviously set out to maybe push yourself in that respect?
I definitely do. You know, each year I want to be better than I was last year. Before I focus on beating other people, I want to also beat myself, you know, in the process. I want to get better. I want to improve. So I'm always constantly working on small things that I can improve on, you know, my flaws. And it's just getting them 1%. That's going to make me better and make me be the best. So I've definitely been focusing on that. You know, I have, as I said, I kind of put a lot of pressure on myself to do well. And it's kind of taken me pretty far, because it just makes me really competitive and makes me really determined and driven. And I think that's what you need to be able to compete on this level, because everybody kind of has those aspects to them and has that drive. So you kind of need to set yourself aside from everybody else and know what it takes to be the best at what you want to do. So
yeah. You're fresh from the world relays, the 4x400 bronze medals, an incredible, you know, four people together. Like, how do you feel after that? Like, getting that, having that achievement under your belt?
I've always loved relays, so it was already going to be an amazing experience, I knew. And then it was in the Bahamas, which made it like 10 times better. And we have really successfully, like, from the heats, the goal for each heat for the mixed 4x4 and the women's 4x4 was to win or get top two in our heat, which automatically qualifies us for the Olympics, which we did easily. So it gave us a lot of confidence going into the next day. You know, we were on a lot of people's radars, a lot of teams' radars. People would watch us while we were warming up, which was never really something that people would do. Like, people would usually watch the likes of USA or Great Britain or, you know, the Netherlands. And people were paying attention to Ireland now, which was you know, as they should, kind of. So no, yeah, it definitely put us on the radar, and it kind of established us. We've always been really competitive in the relay, and I think World Relays really, really, really brought a lot of attention onto how talented we are. It was a great experience. We had so much fun.
It was awesome to watch. It was awesome to watch.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was amazing. And being out there with the team, it's just so different to run an individual event. You kind of have everyone. You have your teammates out there with you. They kind of, they're able to calm you down, and
yeah,
you're able to share the experience with them. So it's just that much more special. So
yeah, and you want to do well for each other. I can imagine that's exactly what it is. So how do you feel heading into the Olympics? Like, it's literally a matter of weeks away at this stage.
No, I'm really excited. I honestly don't think about it every single day.
Okay.
Because I kind of focus on what's directly ahead of me.
Okay.
But in the grand scheme of things, I know everything I'm doing is leading up to the Olympics. You know, every move I make, every time I'm doing some extra work, trying to make sure that I'm staying motivated, staying determined, it's leading up to the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it probably gets into the month of July, everything is going to be Olympic orientated.
You know?
I'm going to wake up about the Olympics. I'm going to go to bed thinking about the Olympics. But no, I'm excited though.
Because, I know, you should be. You should be.
Yeah, it's my first Olympics. So I'm really excited. And I want my first Olympics to be an amazing one. You know, amazing. Amazing
your first
experience.
One, like this, it's just so incredible. I also want to ask you, because like you are so young and you're so inspirational. And it's, you know, fabulous for people, not just like young girls in Ireland, but across the globe, just to watch women excel in their chosen field, in their sporting field. And it's the whole thing we talked about. And you know how we say, you know, football, like soccer in Ireland, girls' soccer has just become the most it's the fastest growing sport at the moment in Ireland, because you can see it, you can believe it. So do you think about that often? Do you kind of go, look, like, you know, I am going to be, you are going to influence people?
Yeah, I think it comes with competing and being successful at an elite level. But I think it's a very important role, mm-hmm. because growing up, I didn't know exactly where to look at my sport, you know, who to look for. And I think there's so many options now. Like, there's so many people doing really well in athletics on a global stage. And I want to be able to show people that you can do it. I'm from Dublin. I ran on the same tracks as a lot of people that I grew up with, and we kind of had the same process, you know, the same environment. So when somebody comes from somewhere that's very similar to you, mm-hmm. and you have a similar upbringing, you know, I went to school in Terenure, I ran from my school in Terenure, and I climbed up the ranks, it just shows how realistic it can be and how achievable it is. And now I'm on my way to hopefully an Olympics.
It's incredible. Oh, it's amazing. So, I have goosebumps.
Yeah, I want to inspire people that it doesn't matter where you're from or what your path looks like. If you stay determined, if you know what you want, you can get there. And just like put the work in, and it's going to be so worth it when you achieve your goals, whatever your goals might be. Because some people's goals might not be to go to Olympics. It might be to join athletics club and make some friends and, you know, run a PB or get better at a certain event. And that's all good and well. Honestly, like, Any level that you want to compete at, I just think that it's going to be such an enjoyable experience being an athlete and meeting people and having a good experience and just having that also social aspect of it, because a lot of my close friends that I've met are from athletics.
Yeah.
So there's so much to it. And I just want to inspire people that you can get as much as you want out of any sport you do. Really.
Oh my, I have goosebumps listening to you. You're a motivational speaker on top of that. Do you know what though, Rashida? I have to say, you've retained, I know you've been in Texas for a little while, you very much retained your Dublin accent, which is lovely to hear. Can you do the Texas drawl now? Can you go, howdy y'all, or something?
Oh my God. You know what's crazy? They don't really say howdy. But you know what? I think it's because I'm from Austin. I live in Austin, I mean. When I imagine Texas, you know, I imagine the typical cowboy hats, cowboy boots, which they do wear.
Yeah.
Which they do wear. But like horses, carriages. Maybe I was thinking about the 1950s or something, but I think if you go to the outskirts of Texas, you'll hear the howdies. You hear
well,
the.
Can you do it? Are you going to do it?
Oh my God. Howdy, y'all. No, it just sounds so bad what I do. It sounds so bad.
I know, but I love how you sound. And I like that because often, you know, when people move abroad for extended periods of time, they might lose their origins, like their original accent. So you definitely have not. Listen, you're an absolute hero, a shero. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. We will be watching you so closely. And I hope that you do know that Ireland's so proud and that we are going to be so behind you guys at the Olympics. And we're really, really excited to be watching you. Such a world stage.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate everyone's support. It literally goes so far.
Yay. Thank you so much, Rashida. Take care. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.